family got lucky and they escaped from this place. This poor tired town with this poor haggard face. The hills rise around me, they threaten and frown. Life's no parole here in Collier Town. The mine and the tower stand as symbols of greed. Who would feed upon hunger? Who would feed upon need? Who would build families' futures on such treacherous ground? You're just profit and loss here in Collier Town. At the courthouse they gather. Justice for those who died in the mine. The cameras flash brightly, an explosion of stars. The owners cover their faces and they run for their cars. The lawyers talk smoothly for the 6 o'clock news. Here in Collier Town, only the innocent lose. They close down the courtroom, nobody knows why. Men's faces darken, they try not to cry. Of my grandfather's barn, I look down the valley at the quiet green farms, the sweet flowing river as it gently runs down. No sins washed away here in Collier Town. So my family got lucky and they escaped from this place. This poor tired town with this poor haggard face. And the ghosts of the fallen, they still wander around waiting on justice in Collier Town. Waiting on justice.
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
And die. searching for the answers to the questions I never asked. And I drove off into the sun. I felt so far from where I was, and I was close to the edge, but I could see. Oh, oh, oh. I drove off into the sun. I felt so far from where I was, and I was close to the edge, but I could see that I was finally free. Yeah, I was finally free. Yeah, I was finally free.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Ah!
often forget how to do.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Every day you send a dozen boxes. dime, but you were too much work to call you a friend. Oh, why do you haunt me now? Why is it you won't allow? When you left, we never cried. Ill and when the time stands still, you're still there. Memory. Still each day you share the breeze.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Did you wake up to the sunrise? Dewdrops in the meadow, crocuses in one hand, in the other, purple heather. Did you tell her that you loved her as the night turned into day? Did you let the fire burn? Did you turn away? Backyard, you were soaking up the stars. Did you stand so close together? Or did Did you stand apart? Did you look her in the eye? Did you ever find the words to say? Or did you send a message in every note that you played? You can't hide the meaning hidden in the song, hidden in the song, in the song that you were singing. Lying underneath the willow, let it go, I guess. If I ever had a secret, could I keep it to myself? Would I try to press it close? Would I wait for it to fade? Oh, wouldn't I be just like you, saying the things I couldn't say? You can't hide the meaning hidden in the song, hidden in the song, in the song, hidden in the song, hidden in the song, in the song that you were singing. Thank you.
Each manner of man, whatever his age, can reach for the stars, yet vanished with rage. To walk through the fields, to gather the flowers, at nature's request, whatever the hours. Whenever the sun shall raise a stain, to glisten the dew with the golden caress, to pleasure the earth with the warmth of its rays, like a young girl's new dress, like a young girl's new dress.
Nothing more. Nothing more.